Perek HaKarim. So now what we're going to be talking about is, again, a continuation from what we began, which often happens, that a perek introduces a concept, something that has dual functions. So if it's dual functional, where we had a list of different things that you can lie on or you can store on, you can do these simultaneously, so they can become tamei through regular tumas maga, and they can become tamei through midras. So there are lots of things like this, which you would think primarily might be used as containers. So let's say karim, ksatot, sakin, marzufim. So you've got your karim are like pillows, ksatot are long pillows, the equivalent of our mattresses, sacks used for carrying things, marzufim are much larger than sacks, usually use that for packing up in leather in a boat. But all of these things can be set on, for sure. Now, suppose they are broken, and they got torn, and now the inside will spill out. So they're no longer usable as containers. They are still able to be metame tumas medris. We're going to get to this, so because right now this seems to be nogea, the machlokas that we had before. And then there's other things, which depends on how large they are. So let's talk about a klustar. A klustar is a basket, and it's a kind of basket that you hang around, of course, as a traskin, like we were talking about today, which is the Mishnah and Shabbos. Obviously, we have to talk about that in Kalim. I mean, how could they not be talking about the same thing? So a klustar is also a feed basket, and normally it would hold four kabim. A tarmil, which was the backpack, which normally would hold five kabim. A kritit, which is also a type of tarmil made out of leather that can hold a whole sa'ah. A chemet, which is a water bottle made out of leather that can hold seven kavim. So we're going up each one, four, five, six, seven. All of these are tamei midras. And if people, well, if they're at least that size and somebody sits on them, then they could be mekamei mitamei tumas midras. But if they're not the correct size, then they're not comfortable to sit on. And because of that, they're not considered to be really containers either, because they don't do their job. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ha-riftzal va-mizvada kol-shehen. You've got a riftzal. We had a riftzal means a bag that you carry spices in. A mizvada is a carry-on that we spoke about also before. That, any size, is usable. Because when you're sitting there, and you're waiting for the idiots in passport control, believe me, you will sit down on your carry-on. I don't care what size it is. It's hopeless. So because of that, a mizvada is considered to be ra'ui for tumas midras no matter what. And therefore, they're tumas midras no matter what size. V'kulan shenifchatu, all of these things that are damaged to the point that they can't hold, they all become tahor. And that's because b'nei shebotla ikar, botla hatvela. So in other words, if we were talking about cases where they're not just torn, but they can no longer hold, then we're going a little bit the Chachamim argue and say that if the main purpose is not usable, then they're not going to become tamei even with tumas midras, which is their secondary purpose. Okay, Rabosai, I just wanted to make a start over here. How about one more case? Because it's such a cute case. There's another kind of container. I can't resist. Come on. Such a cute case. There's a kind of container that you wouldn't think is a container. A nice leather container. Now, because of that container, I chose this as my coffee cup this morning. As you can see, the coffee cup has a picture of the container that we're about to discuss, namely a bagpipe. And a bagpipe is addressed by the Mishnah, believe it or not. And what is a bagpipe called? A chemet chalilim, a leather bag that has flutes sticking out of it, right? So it's used to fill up with air, and then you've got these chalilim in it, but it is not comfortable to sit on it, because if you try sitting on it and the air goes out, you got a lot of things sticking up into your rear end, and therefore people do not sit on bagpipes, among other reasons, that could make embarrassing sounds.